Just puppy up. 5, 4, 3.
It's episode 281, and we've got plugins for navigation, menu, role control, Donald Trump quotes, user roles, featured image size notification, and a new protocol tool that connects WordPress to the Internet of Things. It's all coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another great, fun-filled, exciting episode coming to you direct from the Great White North. I'm John Overall.
And from Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
And we have the usual great show for you folks out there today. And, of course, right off the top, don't forget you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, we greatly appreciate your time on Stitcher Radio, hitting that little thumbs-up button in the corner, or taking a few minutes in the iTunes store and leaving us a review. Those really help the show out, folks.
Big time. They help us out with the rankings, make sure that we are propelled up to the top for WordPress podcasts. And we've actually got a number of them to read on the show here today. Also, remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And, of course, don't forget, we are WordPress professionals. And while for some time I've been promoting myself at this spot, it seems I've been a little too successful in getting the word out about my abilities. And currently I'm unable to take on any more work. But in lieu of that, I have built out a job board over at WPPluginsA2Z.com/jobs, or just go to WPSupport.ca and click on the job board link. Of course, though, if you have an absolute emergency and you're in dire straits, I may be able to fit you in my schedule. Depends on what you need. So you could always send me an email or give me a call at 818-850-7729.
And for my plug space this week, I'd like to say I love every single host in the world except for DreamHost.
Sorry.
I actually complained about them on the other podcast that I do, WordPress Weekly, and I was met with a termination note here this weekend. They decided they would not, they don't want me because I'm unhappy. So now I'm going to complain about them on every single podcast that I'm on.
Oh.
So don't ever use DreamHost. And I'll tell you why, John. Mm-hmm. They basically get hacked all the time. And I've had almost every single site I've ever put on DreamHost ends up getting hacked. They have a malware tool that's supposed to scan these things.
Yep.
And if you go to my Twitter feed, you can see it. I've got a side-by-side comparison of Securi scan, the red screen of death,
yeah,
and then their tool that says, hey, everything's awesome. And obviously it's not. So screw you, DreamHost. Mm. I never want to deal with you ever again, and I'm going to make sure that everybody knows about you. So yeah, that's my plug for today.
There you go. We need a little jingle there. Rant of the day. I mostly concur there. 9 out of 10 clients that I've worked with on DreamHost were there where I was working on them because they were hacked. Mm-hmm. And of those 9 out of 10, I moved them rapidly off DreamHost as quickly as possible because I'd fixed their sites. And 2 weeks later, they complained to me that it was hacked again. I'm like, what? And it's like I end up going back and doing a job for free, and then I'd move them off DreamHost. Because yeah, it's like, yeah, it's the one hosting provider I've had troubles with on a continual basis. I used to actually nickname them Nightmare Host. So
yeah, it's exactly that. So please stay away, and if you're on DreamHost, then get off.
What?
So that's my I know that's a little selfish to do all that in my own plug space, but I'm very irritated that they don't have any culpability or at least cop to the fact that the internals of their network is got the security of a slice of Swiss cheese. So,
well, something flaws, you know, somewhere. That's all I can guess.
And so they don't like me talking about it, and So they decided they'd just terminate me. And for that, I'm going to talk about them 10 times as much.
You got all your stuff off there before that happened, right?
Yeah, I definitely do. I still got 14 days. But they basically sent me a letter that said, we don't want you to be unhappy, and it looks like you're unhappy, so we're going to invoke our termination clause that you agreed to when you signed up.
That's
so
a really sad
thanks
way
a lot,
to,
guys. Six years I've been on that platform. Mostly use it for email purposes because it's pretty easy to set up email there, and there's no extra charge. And I think I'm secretly going to start a secret account there and set up some dummy stuff that I know, you know, like some actual, like, use WordPress, the 2015 theme or something like that. And I'm going to prove that their system is completely flawed and you could be hacked at any time.
There you go.
So thanks a lot, DreamHost. Now you're in my target list.
Okay. Well, with that cheery note, I wanted to move us along here to talk about our donors. We really thank our donors here. The podcast has been rapidly over the last 6 to 8 months moving into a value for value model. We tried the advertising. It sort of worked, but not really. And then we sort of realized that, you know, that's really not the way to go. We don't want to be beholden to anyone advertising, especially plugins with the way we review stuff here. And started asking you, our wonderful listeners out there, for donations, and you guys have responded and started sending in donations to us. And little by little, it's moving along at better and better pace. You've seen improvements in the sound. We've had improvements in the website. More and more stuff is getting on the website on a regular and continuous basis. Improvements with the transcripts and on. All of your donations have helped pay for this because it's allowed me to have more time. It's allowed me to pay other people to do work for us and on. So we have this space here to thank our donors who come in at $50 or more. Those that do that get acknowledged by reading out a note that they send us, links back to their websites. Anyone under $50, thank you very much for it. We greatly appreciate it. And in lieu of that also, for those of you who continually donate on a large basis, we're looking at a program to really give back to you, the donors of the show, when you hit certain levels. And we're working on a dragon-themed package that will start based upon how the show was dragon themed many, many moons ago. And once that's complete, we'll present it to everybody. So on we go with thanking of our donors. This week here, we have $50 from Jeremy again at Jezweb Party Limited. His note is, really glad you shared that dummy gateway plugin, Marcus. It's a beauty. Makes testing the checkout process on a live site after doing plugin updates much easier. This donation is on behalf of Jezweb WordPress client Green Planet Plumbing at greenplanetplumbing.com.au. Plumbers who are based in Lake Macquarie, Australia. Thanks a lot, Jez, and I hope you haven't been shaken up too badly by the earthquakes in New Zealand this week.
Yes, and that is a great plugin. And for those of you, it's a dummy checkout for WooCommerce that actually makes you, it enables you to kind of do a fake checkout and test everything before you go live with a real actual merchant processor. So I'm glad that he liked that.
Yeah, well, it's one that I'm about to use this week when working on a client's website for their e-commerce store. So
good.
It's going to save lots of time for folks. So there you go, folks. Tip saving for everyone. And also would like to mention to everyone, Patreons, if you would like to go to patreon.com, you can donate to the show through Patreon. We have a couple of levels set up there. I'll be improving the levels there shortly. But again, there, if you donate more than $40 a month, you gain access to the membership section of our site, which is starting to have pieces added to it, you know, including the paid plugin that was introduced last week. So,
Right. Actually, I think a good idea would also be to maybe do a couple of reviews of some different paid plugins in that section. So there's some stuff John and I are working out for that member section, but we do need you to donate to get to that. So please make sure that you donate at least $40 on Patreon, and that's at patreon.com/WPPlugins A to Z.
Yes, and also to let folks know, if you go into the store that I'm setting up at WP Support, you'll start to see links direct to the free plugins that we're reviewing. They download direct from the WordPress repository. And you'll know why when I get to the plugins I'm reviewing today.
Good.
Okay, and also one other thing here. Don't forget, we have a contest running right now to get yourself an elite license for QuizCat plugin. I reviewed that in episode 276, and David gave us a license for the elite version of his plugin, and the contest runs until Thanksgiving Day. So go to wppluginsaz.com/QuizCat to enter. All you got to do is enter your email address to win. And it also gives you more opportunities to win.
Yeah, get involved. That's a great plugin.
It is. I can't wait till I finally finish the quiz that I'm producing for it so I can get that out there.
Good.
Okay, and a couple of little pieces of news here. Probably the biggest one here is that Waxy.org has relaunched itself from Movable Type Press to WordPress. And Waxy.org is something that I saw back when I first started with WordPress. And, of course, they helped with a little bit with helping WordPress. And one of the things in their small part in WordPress history was he exposed the slightly shady start Matt had for Automattic and WordPress, where he was using spam articles to earn himself an income. Now, he did come clean pretty quick when he was brought out about it, but hey, it's a really great article to go read about the beginnings of WordPress.org. It shows that even the best businesses often have a little bit of tarnish when they first start, and they got to polish it off.
Right.
And a couple other articles about SEO, how to improve your SEO, so check those articles out.
Yep, that's all in the show notes.
And it looks like we've got a lot of reviews for iTunes from around the globe that we were unable to get to. And not this episode, but in the coming episode, I have a plugin that will help you to find all your reviews globally for iTunes Store without having to go through any services or anything. It presents them in the back end of your WordPress, and you can put them to the front end of your WordPress site with a short code. But in lieu of that, what we're going to do is we're going to read out a few of our ratings that I've discovered recently. So start it off, Marcus, with the first one.
All right. This one comes from the U.S., and it's a 5-star rating from Brad Franklin. He titles it High Recommend, Great WordPress Plugins Podcast. And his review is, I cannot speak highly enough for John Overall and Marcus Couch's WordPress Plugins A to Z Podcast. I've discovered many WordPress plugin solutions that I may have never found without this podcast. WordPress Plugins A to Z is both informative and entertaining. If you are a WordPress theme developer looking to harness, participate, and add to the WordPress community ecosystem, listen, engage, and spread the word about this must-listen-to weekly podcast. Give back to the community. WordPress plugins developers and or designers definitely support WP Plugins A to Z. From Brad Franklin at j66.co.
All right. Thanks, Brad. And this one here, another one from Australia. And these were ones that we were missing because I didn't dump into the Australian store. But it's a 5-star rating, and it's from Leo Con Stalactite. And it's very simple, straightforward, great, helpful podcast. Great podcast with great review of plugins.
You get all the short ones.
Somebody's got to
read. Okay, this one comes from Mark Taylor at Well Random. He's from the United Kingdom. Title, Pity It's So Short. I could listen to this gold for hours. Marcus and John have a great rapport as they give reviews on 6 or so WordPress plugins each week. They make it very clear which are free and which have a premium version, so there are no nasty surprises. You decide to try them out. This is one of my must-listen-to-on-day-of-release podcasts. Great listening on my morning walk, and excellent stuff from two real WordPress.
Oh, we had you cut out there.
Oh, sorry.
It sounds like Skype cut you out.
Ah, okay. Let's read that again. And this review comes from Mark Taylor at Well Random. And it's from the United Kingdom. It's titled, Pity It's So Short. I could listen to this gold for hours. Marcus and John have a great rapport as they give reviews on 6 WordPress plugins each week. They make it very clear which are free and which have a premium version, so there are no nasty surprises when you decide to try them out. This is one of my must listen to on day of release podcasts. Great listening on my morning walk. Excellent stuff from two real WordPress experts. Thank you, Mark.
All right. Thanks, Mark. And then we've got another one from the United States, and it's a 5-star review from Layman Lab. Fun and informative. Fun and informative podcast. A great way to learn about new plugins, WP news, and more. Worth checking out.
And this final one is a 5-star review from N. Camden in the U.S. Great way to learn about plugins. And his review is the best. I've been a faithful listener for years. This podcast tells me about plugins, but also explains why a plugin is great or not so great. Thank you very much. So those are our global reviews that we've pulled from around the planet. And we would like your review as well on iTunes. So be sure you go to iTunes and search for WP Plugins A to Z and leave us a review. We'll read it on the show.
Absolutely. And we have more to come in future episodes now that I have a way to pull them in and find them from all over the globe. So you'll be surprised the countries that are listed.
Wow, will I? Okay.
All right. So I guess that takes us. We can dive into the meat and potatoes time now, eh?
All right. Let's rock and roll.
Off we go. Okay. The first plugin I've got here this week is called Nav Menu Roles. Now, what this one's for is when you've got your nav menus, there's often times where you need to limit access to different items in the nav menu. And there's multiple ways to go about this. You can write code, you can have shorts, you can do all kinds of things. But I wanted a simple method. I got tired of all the headaches involved with it. So I thought, well, maybe somebody's created a plugin by now that makes that job easy. And sure enough, as they say, there's an app for that. Well, there's a plugin for that. This one here, it is very simple to set up. You set it up, activate it, and then you get to go into your menus and you choose the menu items and you hit the drop down, and then you can choose to show or hide that menu item depending upon their role, whether they be an administrator, a member, a user, a subscriber, whatever. Choose their role. So you can hide menu items quick and easy, and it works beautiful. This is one of those quick, simple, easy, lazy plugins that we just thoroughly enjoy. So I had to give this one a top 5 Dragon rating. Check it out. Nav Menu Roles.
All right. Very nice. Okay. First one I've got here is called Show Featured Image Size in Admin Top Bar. Come on, guys. Condense these names. This is way too long. This is a really simple plugin. What it does is it displays the image size, the resolution of whatever the featured image is on the admin bar up at the top. And it's really handy because then you don't have to look up the default size of each featured image or anything like that every time you post. So it will change according to what post you're looking at and show you what the resolution of that featured image is. Now, it's handy because sometimes it gets cut off or it's skewed, or sometimes there's text that you might lay out that just ends up getting chopped in different sizes. So this is a handy reference to let you know what you're looking at when you're developing a site to kind of get that featured image size exactly the same dimensions that you need it to be in order to work well. And so I rated this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Excellent. Okay. The next one I've got here for you today is called DCG Display Plugin Data from WordPress.org. Now, this is a very nice plugin, and this is one that I've been looking for quite some time. We've had other options to be able to pull the plugin data from the WordPress repository, you know, all the information about star rating, the location, the URL for it, the author, and all that bits of information. That's always been problematic because I had to use multiple short codes to pull it together. Well, no longer. This plugin here uses one short code, and you can put... pieces into the short code to show more or less information, but if you use the default short code, it shows the short snippet of that plugin information from WordPress.org. You can use it in multiple areas, and how I've using it in mainly for us, I'll start to use it with our show notes. So all the free plugins will always show the latest information in our show notes instead of the short bits of information we've been showing for a very long time. But the main reason I wanted this is in the store of the WordPress plugins A to Z website is I wanted to be able to have an area where the plugins that we find fantastic, we can easily share with people, and they can go over to our store, locate them, and then download them at a later time. They're going to be sorted by types and other things as it goes along, and this plugin just made that job so easy to do, to be able to display that information. One of those beautiful, lazy plugins that actually works the way it's supposed to, and of course, this one gets another 5 Dragon rating.
All right, this next plugin is called WP MQ. Let's start that again. WP MQTT. And what it does is it connects WordPress to the Internet of Things.
Oh, wow.
Yes, this plugin will automatically send MQTT protocol messages when something happens on your website. And MQTT, I'm having such a hard time with that, is a machine-to-machine Internet of Things connectivity protocol. And I don't, you know, I know that the Internet of Things is supposed to be so your washer and dryer can talk to each other and, I don't know, tell you when the clothes are done, and your fridge is supposed to tell you when you're out of milk and eggs and all that kind of stuff. I'm not quite sure what this could be used for, but I like the idea. Yeah. I like the idea of maybe when I go to a certain page, the lights come on, or when a sale happens, maybe I've got something that
have a bell go off while you're watching your favorite movie.
Yeah, or maybe it ices down a cold beer for me when I get a big sale.
Hey,
who knows? Who knows? You guys tell me what you would use something like this for, and I'll definitely take that suggestion in consideration. In the meantime, I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Sounds like it could be interesting to use, and of course, the first thing that popped into my mind was a way to expand that giant botnet that attacked a few weeks ago.
Oh, great.
Sorry, Internet of Things, man. Wonderful and scary at the same time.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have anything that's I don't believe I have anything else that's connected to the internet. I know my washing machine and my fridge is not, but who knows?
I have my phone, my computers, and my TV, my VCR or not VCR, my TV and my VCR. DVD player. You know, VCR. I'm old. What can I say?
Yeah. Now, here's another thing. I wonder if it goes the other way, which is the other things can connect to your WordPress site.
That's the whole problem.
And give you a nice dashboard.
That's what eventually is occurring.
Yeah. So maybe I can use it to monitor all the cool things that are going on in my house.
Monitor it, or you're at the airport and you go, God, did I turn that light off? Log onto my website and look at the signals. Mm. There you go.
Interesting. So that might be something for developers that you might want to consider. So if you're into the Internet of Things, which I'm not connected to the Internet of Things, then give this plugin a try.
There you go. All right. The next one I've got here is called User Role Widget Areas. This is kind of a unique one that I've had different ways of doing this in the past to be able to have widgets that would display and hide depending on the role of the user logged into the website. And I'd forgotten which ones I'd used, and I couldn't find them, so I decided to do a search and see what's new out there. And I discovered this one here, and this one is kind of different in how they go about the process of putting your widgets into and setting them for user roles. It creates separate widget areas for separate user roles, and you dump your user roles into those widget areas, and then you take the other widget that is for that specific user role, and then you add that to your sidebar. So it's kind of two-step level here. While it seems complex, it's rather easy to work with, and it works rather well to be able to create multiple levels of users for different widgets to have the different widgets show up. You might need widgets that would show up a login, logout bar. I myself, what I needed was I've been working quite a bit lately on a intranet website, and I needed to be able to show a logout box for people when they were logged into the intranet, but I needed that box to be completely disappeared if they accessed the website through the IP addresses that were free to get into the intranet, because otherwise it asked them to log in when they didn't need to. So this is one of the ways that I came about doing this, to be able to hide that box, and it worked quite wonderfully well. So it's a really great plugin, very simple to use, and just does exactly what it's supposed to do. So, of course, we put this one right at the top as a 5 Dragon rating, user role widget areas.
Hmm. Got a lot of 5-star plugins there.
This was a rocking day for me, man. I had a full house today.
Wow. Well, I'm going to leave you with something that maybe only Americans can appreciate, but I'm sure that everybody around the world is fascinated by this. We all love Hello Dolly, Matt Mullenweg's famous plugin.
Oh, yeah.
This one is Hello Trumpy.
All righty.
So what this does is it features quotes from our now elected 45th president-elect of the United States of America, Donald Trump.
Yes.
So whether in a good way or a bad way, this actually gives some of Donald Trump's most famous quotes right there in your admin bar. So it's just like Hello Dolly, except it's Donald Trump. I thought it was pretty funny.
It is funny. It is quite funny.
Regardless. And I will warn you, it's probably not safe for kids, because Donald Trump does say some things that
His quotes are not always safe for kids.
Exactly.
I've avoided bringing out the most famous one just to keep our podcast clean.
Exactly. So if you want to have a little fun, whether you like Trump, whether you don't like Trump, this is Hello Trumpy, and it gets a 4 out of 5 rating.
There you go. Check it out. All right. Well, that covers up our plugins for this show. I covered up Nav Menu Role, which I gave a 5.2, DCG, Display Plugin Data from WordPress.org, which I gave a 5.2, and then User Role Widget Areas, which I gave a 5.2.
And I talked about Show Featured Image Size, which gets a 4. WPMQTT, it's a 4. That's the Internet of Things plugin. And Hello Trumpy gets a 4 out of 5. And Donald would call me a loser for giving him 4, but that's okay.
That's all right. All right, well, that wraps it up, and it's time to share this little space, which was a commercial space, but now I'm just sharing it with websites I think are of value. And this week here, I'd like to continue to share it again with WPTonic.com, a great website run by Jonathan, full of great tips, useful information, as well as a great podcast you might want to check out. So check out their show and other items at WP-Tonic.com.
Nice. And just to remind you, I've got the Membership Coach Program, which is your resource for training, advice, and support. Everything you need to grow a profitable membership site. I am adding extra modules to the courses as we speak this week. So be sure to head over to membershipcoach.com and start your first sessions. And you can start as low as $67 a month when you use promo code WPAZ.
Okay, and the usual reminders, please stop in at the iTunes store and leave us a review. And no matter where you are in the globe now, we'll know you got a review. So please leave us one there. They really help us in the rankings of the store. And if you got a few minutes and you're listening on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner or stop into their website and leave us a review on their webpage. And pretty soon I'll find a way to track those.
The plugin is coming, I'm sure.
Oh, somebody's created it somewhere. If not, I'll have to hire someone.
There you go. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me at my website, johnoverall.com, or send an email to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, on Twitter at marcuscouch. And remember to follow this show on Twitter at WPPlugins A to Z.
And that's all we've got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Ha 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 ha!